The apostles were burdened for their sake, as he demonstrated when he said, "If we are afflicted, it's for your comfort and salvation." He also wanted to convey that they were consoled for their benefit too. He mentioned this earlier in a more general way, saying, "Blessed be God who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble." He reiterates it here in different yet clearer words that better cater to their needs. When we are comforted, he says, it's for your comfort. He implies that even if we don't comfort you verbally, our comfort becomes your motivation. If we have a small measure of relief, it serves as your encouragement, and our comfort translates into your comfort. Just as you view our tribulations as your own, you also see our comfort as your own. It's only fair that if you share in our misfortune, you also partake in our good fortune. So if you share in everything, in tribulation and comfort alike, you wouldn't blame us for our slow response or delayed arrival, since we are in trouble and comfort for you. To dissipate the harshness of saying we suffer for your sake, he adds, we also get comforted for your sake, and we are not the only ones in danger, for you, he states, share in the same sufferings. Thus, by considering them partakers in the peril and attributing their comfort to them, he softens his words. If we seem to be in a tough spot, take heart. We endure this so your faith may grow stronger. And if we are comforted, rejoice in that too, for we enjoy this for your sake, so you can draw some encouragement from our joy. And the comfort he mentions here is something they not only obtained from being comforted by the apostles themselves, but also from knowing that the apostles were at peace. He states next, knowing that as you share in the sufferings, you share in the comfort too. Just as you feel distressed when we are being persecuted, as if you yourselves were suffering, we know that when we are comforted, you also consider the joy as your own. What could be more humble than this attitude? Though he faced the greater risk, he considers them partakers, despite them not enduring any part of it, while he credits them with the entire cause of their comfort, not his own efforts.